We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Fabio Foreign.
What up?
What's up, sir?
What up, Dobo?
Fabio, is this your first time up here?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, remember last time we he came, he had an issue and he came late or something. And I caught him after. Yeah, well, welcome.
Well, salute to Fabio Foreign, man. I feel like I always see you because I, you know, I'm always seeing you do either whether the conversation with Nyla. Some people itself. I've seen them up here so many times.
Yeah. First time on the Breakfast Club. Well, welcome, sir.
Angie, you know a lot too, Angie.
How's it going?
Chilling.
Pain and Love 2, man, out right now. What's the difference between a mixtape and an album? I mean, I know the difference, but I feel like you should just be putting out albums at this point.
Yeah, but you know, it be different. It be hard, like when you're dealing with the labels and shit. Like they count albums different, money wise. Like for mixtape, it's just like label politics.
But for me,
like I think I put more work into an album than the mixtape.
Okay.
Mixtape was kind of like for the streets.
Okay.
Like core fan base, shit like that.
So where did that money come from now? Because you still put it up on the streaming services, right? So
yeah.
Is that something that go directly to you? Or that's the label still involved with that?
No. So when I say like money wise, I mean like if you do it like when you do a deal, like if you do like a 4-album deal, right? You do a mixtape, it won't go one towards your album. So it's like they still got you in it, locked in.
Gotcha. Oh, I get what you're saying. So if you got like a 5-album deal, mixtape don't count.
They don't count.
Yeah, gotcha.
But this is good because now we can go back. I'm from New York, so I know a lot about Fabio. But for people that don't know, you were bubbling in New York for a while, and you did a Mace. How did you link up with Mace? For people that don't know, you were signed your deal through Mace.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, so how did that happen?
Either you tired of telling this story?
I'm sure you're tired, but a lot of people don't know.
A lot of people don't.
I had the Big Drip joint. I had some song called Blicky in a Box and shit.
Yep.
And you know, I was like bubbling in Brooklyn, know what I'm saying? Look, I ain't have a million views yet, but I was lit in Brooklyn like people knew. So, you know what I'm saying? Mace came and he was like, yo, I want to sign you. I was like, all right, bet. So it was around that time.
Now, when you did the deal with Mace, what made you want to sign with Mace? Was it his pedigree? Was it the fact that he's been doing it for so long? Because at the time, they were telling me that a lot of labels were reaching out to you. And the reason I know is, like I said, you would be running the streets all the time.
His name. Like, his name. I'm saying, I knew his name. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew his name. I'm like, yeah, I bet. Like, and that was the labels ain't even really start reaching out yet. Mm. So, like, it was like, one of the first persons to put, like, signed deal. I was like, word. And I just did it. Like, at first, like, I'm like, I thought I was going. From there, I thought it was over.
Did you have lawyers look at the contract at the time?
Nah.
So you just signed no.
Yeah, I thought it was over.
Jesus Christ, Fabio.
Yeah.
When you say you thought it was over, you mean, like, you thought you were about to blow up? Or you just
Oh,
okay.
I thought it was about to blow up. Gotcha. I thought I was gone.
Did we even ask you how you doing, man? How are you?
Yeah, we did. First thing you said, how's he doing?
He was good.
Okay. I remember on that Pain Pressure record, you said, I go through a lot, but I hold it together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How would you describe, like, those challenges you're facing when you say you go through a lot, but you're holding it together?
I mean, you know, like, I'm saying, like, what you go through, like, yeah, like, your private shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you still got to come outside. You still got to work for the people. You know what I'm saying? You still got to go to work. You still got to do what you got to do every night in the studio. You know what I'm saying? You still got to be in the club. You still got to shake hands. You still got to do everything you got to do. So, you know what I'm saying? You can't, you got a whole lot of shit together. You can't even show that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or,
Is it hard? Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, why is only 10 songs on a mixtape?
Only 10 joints?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's because, you know, it's a mixtape. I just wanted to be short and to the point. I'm saying pain and love, like a couple pain joints, couple love joints, like make it smooth.
Gotcha.
As far as I know, you still live in New York. You still here in the city. Why have you? Why you haven't felt the need to leave like a lot of artists do? Like a lot of artists go live in LA or they go live in Atlanta. Yeah. Why you feel the need to still be here?
I don't know. I don't feel like. I feel like I should leave too, though.
Mm.
But I just ain't leave yet. But I think I should leave too, cause like, you know what I'm saying, you just get away from like all the regular type of like shit that you got access to. You don't really need access to. You just go out of town. You know, I'm in Jersey, but New York is like 20 minutes away. But you know what I'm saying, the access to that is like, you don't really want that too much.
The access to like. Your old
yeah,
stomping
like,
ground,
yeah,
people
yeah,
that you
yeah,
used to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you go back, you up the block. You're like, let me go to New York for a minute. Let me go to town for a minute.
But anything can happen anywhere because you got into an incident in Atlanta one time, so it really don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter where you at, but it's still like, it's like, you know, like, that's like, you know, you go out, people know where you at, but it's like on your regular off days when you just chilling, you don't want to be... like having like that much access to like negativity. Mm-hmm. Like,
where do you feel safe at nowadays?
What I feel safe at? I don't know.
In the house. It's in the house, right?
Yeah.
You got Meek Mill on this project. So on Twitter, I seen he said he charged $250,000.
Yeah,
$250,000 for a verse. That's
you paid him that for a mixtape.
That's what you paid him.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, that's my boy. So like you know, me and Meek tied in differently. You know what I'm saying? Like on some like family type of vibes. Like so it's like, you know, his people is my people, like my people is his people type vibes. Like for me, like we all like got the same like circle type of shit. So it was different. It was like more love joint. Like so, and then I think he liked the joint so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't even thinking about none of that money shit. Like the song was fire. Like he liked it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying then we did a couple joints though. We did two. So he got one coming out too.
Have you spoken to Meek about that? Some of the stuff that you've been going through, because it seemed like Meek was going through it early on in his career with. Family members wanting money and everybody with their hand out.
Yeah, I think that's he was one of like the main people like that I was wanting to talk to from the jump, like for me, because it's like so when I was looking at it, like when I was coming up, and you know everybody coming up, anybody like that's from like the hood or like the bottom or like the trenches, you know, go through anything. Niggas look at Meek as one of those type of niggas, like for me, that relate to him the most. So I've been wanting to holler at him about mad shit, but by the time, I'm saying, I got to really talk to him, like one of the things I was going through, he was going through, like, I think he was going through, like, the similar type of shit. And, you know, he's still going through that. And, like, we still going through that. Like, I'm sure you going through it. You know what I'm saying? Just entitled people, like, just anybody in them type of positions where, like, you can do something for somebody. Like, you got opportunities for people. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, people just over want and over be wanting shit. So it should be, like,
Be asking you for stuff they never made in their life.
Yeah, they
but they'll pay you back next Friday. Let me get 10 racks till next Friday.
Yeah, shit like that. Like ended like jobs with like friends and family. Like, you know, you want to help them out, but it's like somebody, a stranger, probably work harder like in that position.
Right.
It's just like I don't know. Like it's hard to like. But you know, it's hard to say no too, same time, but it's like, damn.
But when did you realize? Was it one of those things where your money got low and you was like, where'd all my money go? Or what made you realize I gotta stop?
When I really realized it, when it was moments where it was like, you know, maybe I couldn't make it there or like I couldn't say yes all the time. Like, and then I seen how people was like tight. I'm saying, I'm like, damn, like, I said, we just good. I just hold you down. Like last week, I said, like, yeah, I'm saying. So, when they started doing shit like that, I'm like, damn, it was the ungratefulness that made me regret it. Like, damn, like, I don't mind doing shit for people or nothing like that, but it's just like, when you don't, like...
It's no gratitude.
Yeah,
you ain't even, like, recognizing it, like, it's like, damn, it's fucked up.
In the sense of entitlement, they act like you supposed to do it.
Yeah, right. Oh, shit, what?
Has it been difficult balancing... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that goes for, like, friends and family, because at one point I know that you said the dumbest mistake that you ever made was putting your friends before your kids. Was that, like, one of the eye-openers that you, like, actually saw?
For me, yeah. Hell yeah. Like, it had to be, like, yeah, I bought, like, a bunch of chains and shit from my homies and shit. So when that shit happened, I'm like, when niggas started, like, acting like I wasn't really doing enough or doing, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I did that, like, I sacrificed that, like, because, you know, it's people that's going to tell you, yo, you bugging, you dumb already, right, but you think you're doing the right thing, until you get smacked in the face, be like, damn, all right, I wasn't doing the right thing, y'all right?
So, yeah.
You said you wanted to keep, I read it, you said you wanted to get a chain to your kid, you wish you had bought your kids the chain, or did you just mean you wish you'd have kept the money for your kid?
Nah, I just wish I would have did, like, something different with the money.
You got you.
Know what I'm saying? And I could have held off, maybe could have got the change later, maybe make a little more investments or some shit in some type of situations. Like, you know, just did something different and gave it, you know what I'm saying, to some people that would appreciate it more. Right?
Has it been difficult balancing, like, your personal struggles while being, you know, in the public?
Like, personal struggles? Yeah, it is. Because, like, you know, like when you a public person, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, when you're super successful, I guess the people expect more of you. So it's like, you might do something, like, little. And it'd be like, it just seemed like it's something bigger. You know what I'm saying? It just seemed like something bigger. Like, it's just, and then like, every time somebody mad at you or something, they gonna go to the public. Because, you know, you probably, everybody's saying, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's, should be why.
Is it worth it?
What
the fame, the money, but then all the bullshit that come with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't give it up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping off it. Like, it don't bother me too much. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, I don't want the life no more. You know what I'm saying? I still love the blessings. I know what this shit come with, and I'm dealing with it. But I just learn, and I'm just able to move different. It's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? That you look at some of the people you love and how they switch up on you. Like, that's just the shit. That's just crazy. Like, you just wish things was different. You wish it was different.
Now, one time we were talking, and they were saying that, you know, the hip hop police at one time was trying to box you out of some of New York clubs, and we were talking about them earlier, but I seen like that opened up a little bit for you where they're not doing this. So what changed with that relationship? Or
I just started moving smarter, like, you know, saying it, like, one day, like, I think one of the hip hop, I think his name is Sean. He, like, retired.
Sean, yeah, he out in Florida. What up, Sean?
Yeah. yeah, before you retire, though, he's like, yo, come here for a second. Let me talk to me in a spot. He's like, yo, you be real deep. Like, you feel me? Like, it's basically like he sat me down and he spoke to me like, yo, you don't want to miss this opportunity. You don't want to miss this money. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to fucking shit up. Like, you know what I'm saying? I told a couple people, like, before they got indicted, like, he told me, like, a couple people before they got indicted, he spoke to them, like, yo, chill, blah, blah, blah. They ain't listen, they ain't stop, you know what I'm saying? And just, you don't want to be in the way, you want to stay out the way, you don't want to be looking at that like that.
Yo,
so it helped me out.
New York accent is crazy. I laughed at that, because I thought he said, because the nigga Sean retarded, but he said he retired.
I laughed a little bit.
I was like, nobody else think that was funny.
He said retired.
Yo, the New York accent is so strong. I'm sorry. I'm from New York. No, I'm from Baltimore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Both of y'all whispering, and I don't know why.
Whispering?
Yes, you whispering. No, Fabio not. Whispering.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm retarded. He's retired. He's retarded. Retired.
Retarded. Retired. Y'all are crazy.
Oh my god.
Nah, I don't know. Nah, I spoke to him. I'm saying he just busted down like that. So
And Sean is the curly top. You would see all the pictures all the time, curly top hip hop police dude.
Yeah, he cool though.
Yeah, cool, cool.
He retired after that.
Yeah, he did retire. I wanted to ask you too about, you know, you talked about you slowed down your drug use. What got you out of using the drugs as much? We just heard a story of Bow Wow talking about he was on lean and what the effects it had on him.
See, what's so funny, man? Yeah,
he said y'all used to sip together.
You know, he did shit? Not. Yo, he
said he was in the plug in New York every time he come.
Nah, not Bow Wow. That's what I mean.
No, but he said, now he did say he was on lean and how the bad effects of him. What made you slow down on the drug use?
I just felt like I wanted to be. I was on some health. I was on my healthy journey, type of vibe. So, you know what I'm saying. So like, I can't. You gotta tighten up. Like less drinking, less everything. Mm-hmm. So I just got like that. Started drinking more water and shit. Before I never even drink water like that.
I saw a tweet recently where you said, if you want me to stop taking perks, give me something different to be addicted to. So that don't sound like you was.
Nah, yeah, they was okay. But look, I thought that when I was just saying that, I was just saying that, like, for me, like, I was just talking to the girls, like, it's a little flirty type of. I mean, it was
you
just
couldn't
like
think of nothing
flirt.
Better to say on Valentine's Day than that shit.
Nah, I was just trolling the bitches. They for the girl. They try to go viral with me. They always go viral.
Oh, so that was a tweet to a specific girl.
Nah.
Well, just girls in general.
Just, yeah.
Basically, man, I want pussy over perks is what you was trying to say.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. That's a little furry joint, like for me, so we could just fuck around.
That's about an addiction.
And when did that rumor come out that somebody roofied you or put something in your drink and
what?
That you were stuck somewhere and that's the
when
did that rumor come
heard
from?
That one now.
Now that was a while ago. You did. Yeah, they said somebody roofied him.
Oh shit! That was in Paris.
He was in Paris, right?
I don't know why they said that.
Nah, it was a rumor. That
shit ain't funny, man. But God damn.
It was a real rumor. That they put a roofie in your drink or something crazy.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, they were saying that. I don't know why they were saying that. They was wild. I was a little fucked up one time. It was in Paris. I was bugging out.
What kind of bugging out you mean? Like you was wilding?
I was wild.
He shocked himself. Like, I don't usually be wild like this.
Oh, you were so fucked up. Somebody, like, somebody must have roofied this nigga.
What the fuck was you doing? They thought somebody drugged you, man.
Nah, I was arguing and bugging like shit like that when I was in Paris. I'm saying, but I don't be just drinking like that no more.
Did you have a good time at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
He definitely got a sense of humor. He's so funny. Remember when Nicki came out with the song? You really thought she was saying Favi instead of body. You really thought that?
Man, come
he
on,
he was
Favi.
Serious, y'all. He was dead serious, too.
Nah, it sounded like she said Favi, man.
It did a little bit. It did, but I thought she was
nah,
just
somebody
trolling.
Told me that.
Oh.
Somebody told me she said Favi. She said Favi.
Yeah. But you got ears.
Yeah, you know what it is? I ain't really listen to the whole song.
And you don't know probably the
I was just
hearing
that part. That was like
from.
A sample was going viral on. On TikTok, I'm like, oh shit.
So who told you it wasn't you? When did you realize that?
Nah, I listened to the song and I saw the title and I'm saying, and I'm like, oh shit, all right. I mean,
yeah.
But I still post, like, I knew it before, like, I posted it, but I was like, fuck it, I'm still gonna post it.
Nothing you said in the last 5 minutes makes me think you stopped using drugs. I just want you to know that, Fabio.
Nah, you feel me? You feel me? And I got it's good image for the people.
You're not a morning person either, are you?
That's nah, why I asked, was he tired?
Nah, it's not that. Like, I'm a morning person, but. You know.
Having
this nigga high as shit, yo. Hey, man.
And he's
out. Yo, high as shit.
He was on his way. Hey,
yo, you saw that using drugs? He started laughing.
Hell no, I ain't stopped. Nigga, this nigga high
as shit, yo.
Yo, this nigga on his way in here, right? You opened up the door. We opened up the door for you to come, and he was like, hey, yo, I'm about to go wash my face. This nigga just realized his face was dirty. Just now.
Bobby took an edible this morning.
Hilarious,
how many
yo.
Milligrams was it, Bobby?
Damn, edible, yo. Yeah.
Leave some. Don't.
Definitely 20 grams. Definitely 20. What's your relationship with Ye? You and Ye still good? What's your relationship with Ye?
That's my nigga. I fuck with Ye.
Yeah. How you connect with Popcorn?
Oh, Popcorn?
Mm-hmm. Charlamagne said it mad for you. Popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn. How did I get up with Popcorn?
I don't know why we asking you
anything. Why are you asking about Popcorn?
Why are we asking him anything at this point?
Let me ask you something serious. I'm glad you got nice teeth. That's all we've been saying. I swear.
They real?
Yeah.
They real?
A little bit.
He said they real. They like that. They were there, but...
I respect it. And they look real. I respect people who do stuff like that. Like when you get some money, go invest in something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, get your shit right.
Yeah. And make sure you get them right. You know, some people be walking around, they be looking like they ready to fall out of a motherfucking mouth. But yeah, no, let me ask you something serious. All right, so you got a song on a project with Vori, and it's called No Love. And, you know, since his legal situation, have you thought differently or whatever, because you hear Meek Mill say he cut ties with him or whatever. How is your relationship with him?
I think Meek cut ties with him based off some other shit though.
Okay.
But he was just like, when that shit came out, he was letting the people know though, like he not really
publicly just let him.
But
know.
I think it was because of some other shit. Like I don't think he moving right and shit like that. Like as far as the business goes, so he's like, yeah, I can't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? You know, with people getting in positions like Meek and shit, where he don't really need money off you, you know what I'm saying? Because he well off. I mean, it's more like relationships and respect, and morals and principles why niggas fuck with each other. So I think he ain't living right, Vori type vibes. So he probably is not fucking with him like that. But yeah, me, I just... You know, I just fall back from anybody that go through any type of wild shit like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's nothing you can do at this point because your album's out.
It's already out. Happened yesterday. I ain't even know, and it's crazy because, you know, I had put the shit out. I'm sure Meek knew it. He ain't even. It's not like he bad mouthing him. He ain't even tell me I ain't even know nothing was going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that song is about your man T-Dot, right? No Love Law?
It's not really about T-Dot, but okay. I definitely mentioned them in the song. But it's just, you know, it's just about, separating from, certain type of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, but I mentioned my nigga T-Dot in there. But it's you got to separate sometimes. You got to separate from people.
No
Love Law, so just, I got to fall back from you.
Got you.
How impactful was T-Dot's passing on you? And condolences too.
Yeah, that shit was heavy. You know what I'm saying? That shit was heavy. You know, T-Dot was he was my light. You know what I'm saying? And he tell me everything that was going on. You know what I'm saying? With everything, new artists coming out, new what's going on in the hood. He was just tapped in everywhere. You know what I'm saying? He kept me on point too. You know what I'm saying? So when he passed away, that shit was wild. Mm-hmm.
On Math Hoffa podcast, you said one of the way drill rappers can help with not promoting violence from their music is by explaining it better.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
I mean instead of going you know what I'm saying, going oh, we can't rap about this shit or whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, rappers is like the news too at the end of the day, mm-hmm. right? So it's like we reporting it. Because it would always act is the music making the promoting the violence? But I think the violence is there, and then, you know, the music is reporting it. But and then so it's like when you saying it, and I'm saying you definitely gotta go on places like this, and when you're doing your interviews and let people know that's not the thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, when you do get a chance to talk, you know what I'm saying, because if you got kids or whoever or people that you love that look up to you, you wouldn't want them doing these things. And so it's the mm-hmm. same way. That you gotta explain to your fans and people that's following you, this is what I've been through, this is my story, or this is what I've seen, and you know what I'm saying, but this ain't what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Well, you want to do this, I'm doing this, I'm investing money, or I'm going to school, you want to say that part a lot. I think that's where it fuck up at.
They don't tell them the positive stuff they're doing, too.
Yeah, they just act like, they come up here and act like they still... riding around in cars looking for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's they cap, they gotta live, they gotta keep capping. Mm-hmm. So it's But you know what I'm saying, if niggas start being real, then I think it'll be fire. Like,
you made a comment that said if there's no hole in their body, they ain't get shot. You really don't think Tory shot Megan, do you?
I'm coming from a point where it's like, you know, I've been in that situation where I've been lied on before. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I'm like, if he did it, then nah, I don't condone it. He was dead wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, 100%. But I don't know. I don't be feeling like, I don't feel like, it just was like, it was just weird. It's just a weird thing like this. Mm-hmm. Like, his fingerprint wasn't on the gun. Yeah. It just don't make no sense. Like,
so many
how
missing
could he
parts,
have
moving parts?
Yeah, head. It's like, it's just not adding up. Like, it's the math ain't really mathing. Like, it's not right. It's like, you know, and then I could see where, and from outside, from somebody that's in the industry, I could see where, like, if she would come out and really say, like, he didn't do it, or she would come out look like a liar, like, I could see where that could hurt her career so bad. You know what I'm saying? So I could see why she would lie. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? So I look at it like that.
As yeah, my, and then like you saying. Said, being lied on, that's also, that comes from a personal experience as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got trauma behind it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of men go through that, you know what I'm saying, in this world, like, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta be careful, like, you gotta be real careful, you know what I'm saying? Not put yourself in a position where you can even get a chance to look like you did some wild shit, you know what I'm saying?
I can see why bitches be wanting to fuck. I can see why girls be wanting to fuck. He be like, yeah, I can see why you just want to, like...
You like the quiet song,
like,
voice?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, why you like you that do whisper? Radio? Yeah, the whisper, the sexy voice. Like, yeah, I can just see you.
Who be wanting to... With your like, clothes. Bitches be wanting to fuck?
I can see how they be... Oh, my God, Fabi.
Bobby, your name in these streets like that?
Fabi. No, I can see why. Like, yeah. It's the voice. It's like, okay, nigga.
Nah, he gonna start whispering more. We not gonna be able to hear him. Excuse me. Hello, Bobby.
What'd you say?
For real, I know
one
thing. That edible guy, this nigga having indigestion bad. He's whooping his ass.
Just the one in the middle. Talk to the one in the middle. I know you probably
shut
see three.
Up.
I
see like five of us.
Hey, yo.
Nah, I see it.
Didn't you sleep with your sister's sister?
What?
I saw that somewhere.
Yo. Oh my God.
That was bad long ago.
I just remember one of those. I remember hearing that. I'm like, I didn't understand what she was saying. Wouldn't that make her yours?
Like, I was younger. It was like, she came to the crib and visited one day. But no, I was my first time meeting her. But that was not my sister.
Yeah, that was your sister.
On her father's side. Because we got different fathers.
Got you.
So you knocked off your stepsister.
Nah, it's like a friend of the family.
No, it's not his sister though. But he didn't know. So
nah, she wasn't a friend of the family because that was the first time meeting her, really. So
okay,
you didn't know till after.
Nah, I knew that. I knew it, but
you knew it and didn't anyway.
You stepped anyway. You stepped on your stepsister.
She was wild. Nah, she wasn't a stepsister though.
You Brooklyn niggas are crazy.
Nah, that's your stepsister.
That's crazy.
Nah.
Nah, it's your stepsister.
That's your stepsister
or half sister.
But it's no, it has blood. No, it's no blood at all between him and the sister.
No, because there wasn't no marriage.
That's his father's?
No, not my father.
I'm confused.
His sister's
his
sister.
His sister's sister.
It's her father.
Her mother.
Wait, hold on.
See, oh my God, y'all gave this man up.
Man, now the time to ask you for some money, Fabi. You don't know what's going on. Just give me...
Oh, no. Nah, it's just her. It's her family though. It's like my sister's family.
Yeah.
She got a different father.
Oh, so there's no blood.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's no blood between him and the sister's
sister. She was camo or she was chilling. But damn, I don't think. I think I said it. Yeah, I said it in everywhere. I don't think nobody really heard it.
What you mean?
They gonna hear it now.
Yeah. Let me cite my sources.
He said, I don't think nobody heard that.
Have y'all seen each other since you said it the first time?
Nah, I ain't see it.
Has it been awkward?
Oh, but you know, the name of the podcast was called Dirty Street Confessions.
Oh yeah. It was like a TikTok type of podcast thing.
They hear it now.
They gonna hear it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't related to you, so that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be the family though. Family reunion. She still got full up.
Have other family members said something to you about it?
Huh?
Have other family members said anything to you about it?
Nah.
Did your sister get mad at you for that?
Because I already told her.
Oh, okay.
I told her. Okay. She ain't care.
Yeah.
What you think about what's going on in Gaza?
Oh, my God. What if he was like, who's that?
Nah.
He said, who that?
Nah, oh, God. Nah, I know God's better.
Man, don't answer that.
Don't answer that. Right. Oh, man, I love how he intended though. Like, okay, so cry, I thought.
All right, man.
You gotta leave him alone.
Leave Fabio alone. The album, the mixtape right now.
Pain and Love 2.
Out now. Appreciate you.
Straight to the point.
Fabio is high as shit. Leave from here, man.
I'm chilling.
It's Fabio Foreman.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for having me.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.